Ever wonder, like, what makes some software developers, just so productive? Like, are they just coding machines, or is there something more to it?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's actually one that Google researchers really dug into in a recent study. And what's cool about their approach is, they didn't just rely on surveys or like those controlled experiments. They actually used a technique called panel analysis to get a more accurate picture, I guess, of what causes developer productivity, not just, what correlates with it.
Panel analysis. So that sounds kind of technical. Can you like break that down a bit?
Sure. So, think of it kind of like a time-lapse video of developer work. So it lets researchers actually track the changes in both a developer's productivity and those factors that might be influencing it, like over time. This means they can start to filter out all that noise and see the real cause and effect relationships.
So it's like, watching a movie of their work life and seeing how different things impact their output. That's really interesting. So what did they find? What did they learn from all this?
Well, get ready for some surprises. One of the biggest takeaways was the role of code quality. Really critical. Turns out that a 100% increase in a developer's satisfaction with the code quality of their project was associated with a 10.5% increase in their self-reported productivity.
That makes sense, right? I mean, if you're working with clean, well-structured code, it just makes everything flow smoother. But isn't all code quality like created equal?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting. So the research actually found that while satisfaction with project code quality had, a big impact, satisfaction with the quality of dependencies, those external libraries and frameworks developers use, didn't seem to matter as
Wait,
much.
really? Why would that be? You'd think messy dependencies would slow you down just as much as like messy project code.
Yeah, it might seem kind of counterintuitive, but think about it this way. Developers have a lot more control over their own project's code. They can refactor it, clean it up, make it nice to work with. Dependencies, on the other hand, are often like a black box.
So even if the dependency code is like a nightmare, developers might not, feels impacted directly because they're not like wrestling with it every day.
Exactly. It's all about that immediate experience of the developer and their sense of control. Now, another fascinating insight that came out of this research had to do with something I think developers often complain about, and that's constantly shifting priorities.
The dreaded context switching. It's like trying to juggle like five different balls at once, and then someone throws in like a bowling pin.
Good analogy. So the research found that developers who felt hindered by these changing priorities were much more likely to report lower productivity. So this highlights a crucial point, I think. To be truly productive, you need to really protect your focus. Constant task switching can be, a real productivity killer.
It takes time to like get into a flow state, and every time you have to switch gears, it disrupts that momentum. So it sounds like, having a clear roadmap and minimizing those distractions is just it's key.
Absolutely. And speaking of frustrating obstacles, let's talk about technical debt.
Technical debt. This reminds me of this one time I inherited a project. The code was so tangled, it felt like I was untying a thousand knots. Ugh, talk about a productivity killer.
I can only imagine. So just like that tangled mess, technical debt can really weigh down a project, makes it harder to add new features, fix bugs, and just, generally keep the code base healthy. And the study found a pretty clear link between feeling hindered by technical debt and reporting lower productivity.
So given all these findings, what did Google do with this research? Did they just file it away, or did they actually try to apply, these insights?
Well, here's where it gets really interesting. They didn't just study this. They took action. The research actually sparked multiple initiatives within the company, particularly around code quality and technical debt reduction. They recognized that these aren't just technical issues. They're fundamental to boosting developer productivity and happiness.
So they put their money where their mouth is. Instead of just, saying code quality is important, they actually invested in making it a reality. So what did those initiatives actually look like?
Well, they went all in from, investing in new tools and training programs to even creating awards to celebrate the teams that made big improvements in code health. They call these awards the Healthies, which I think is pretty clever.
The healthies. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's like giving out gold stars for good coding practices.
Yeah.
But cynicism aside, did they see any real improvements?
They did. So between when the report was released, which was 2019
yeah.
and 2021,
okay.
they saw this pretty notable positive trend. So the proportion of engineers feeling hindered by technical debt decreased by 27%, while those satisfied with code quality increased by 22%. And maybe most importantly, the number of engineers feeling highly productive jumped by about 18%.
Okay, those are some impressive results.
Yeah.
It really shows that understanding like those underlying causes of developer productivity can lead to actionable insights mm-hmm. and you know, real tangible improvements.
Precisely. And that's just, you know, scratching the surface.
Well,
the research also revealed some surprising findings that I think challenge some common beliefs about developer productivity.
Yeah.
For instance, their findings on documentation and meeting time were particularly interesting.
Wait, are you telling me that the two things that developers complain about most, like bad documentation and endless meetings, didn't actually impact productivity in this study?
Well, that's what the data suggests, though. You know, it's worth noting, this is just one study.
Right.
And there are always limitations to consider. But it definitely raises some intriguing questions.
It does. You'd think those things would be like, you know, productivity killers.
Mm-hmm.
Why would documentation, for example, not have like a bigger impact?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't it crucial for understanding how things work?
It's a good question. Maybe it's not just the presence or absence of documentation that matters, but the quality and purpose of that documentation, perhaps poorly written or outdated documentation, you know, doesn't slow developers down right away.
Right.
But it could lead to, you know, confusion or rework or knowledge silos down the line,
right.
which could affect productivity in the long run.
That's a good point. And the same could be said for meetings, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about the quantity of meetings, but the quality and how yeah. like how effectively they're run.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A well-run meeting can be, you know, a valuable tool for collaboration and problem solving, whereas a poorly run meeting can be a huge time waster and a drain on morale.
So it's not about like eliminating documentation in meetings altogether,
yeah.
but making them, you know, more effective, more purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's about creating a culture of, you know, concise and clear documentation and facilitating those meetings that are focused and, you know, productive and respectful of everyone's time. But this raises a bigger question, I think. If poor documentation doesn't directly hinder productivity, like, you know, this research is suggesting, then why do developers care so much about it?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question, and one worth exploring further. Could it be that good documentation has benefits beyond those immediate productivity gains? Perhaps it, you know, fosters that sense of shared understanding or
mm-hmm.
or reduces what's known as the bus factor, or simply makes it easier for new team members to get up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's about creating a culture of knowledge sharing and transparency
right, yeah.
that benefits the team in the long run.
Yeah, that's a great point. It seems like documentation, just like so many other aspects of developer productivity, is more nuanced
yeah.
than we might initially think.
Yeah.
It's not just about, you know, ticking a box.
Right.
It's about creating a healthy and sustainable development environment.
Precisely. And the findings about documentation and meetings are just two examples of how this research challenges our assumptions.
Yeah.
And opens up these new avenues for exploration.
This has been such a fascinating deep dive already, and we've only just scratched the surface.
Indeed. We've covered a lot of ground, you know, from understanding the power of that panel analysis to unpacking some of Google's key findings on developer productivity.
But as you pointed out, this research, it raises more questions than it answers.
Yeah.
Which is always a good sign.
Yeah.
It means there's still so much to learn and discover
mm-hmm.
about this, you know, complex and ever-evolving field.
Absolutely. Yeah, it seems like we often focus on those surface-level symptoms.
Yeah.
You know, those complaints about documentation or grumbling about meetings.
Yeah.
But without really addressing the underlying causes and those potential long-term impacts.
So what other, like, surprising factors came up in the research?
Sure.
Are there any other, like, common developer gripes that turned out to be, you know, less impactful than we might think?
Interestingly, they also found that the amount of time spent in meetings didn't directly correlate with lower productivity.
Hmm.
Now, this doesn't mean that all meetings are created equal, of course,
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I've definitely been in those meetings that felt like black holes for productivity, for sure.
Exactly. And I think it comes back to what we were saying before about, quality over quantity. It's not about eliminating all meetings, but being more mindful of how we conduct them.
Right. So maybe it's less about how much time you spend in meetings and more about, having a clear purpose, engaging the right people, and fostering that environment where everyone feels comfortable contributing.
Precisely. And here's another unexpected finding. Physical and organizational distance didn't have a significant impact on developer productivity either. This was especially interesting because the study period coincided with, the rise of remote work.
So you're telling me that working remotely, even across, different time zones and organizational structures, didn't seem to hinder productivity.
Right.
That's pretty surprising given how much emphasis is often placed on in-person collaboration.
It might seem counterintuitive, but the data suggests that, effective communication and collaboration, it can thrive even when teams are geographically dispersed. What seems to matter more than physical proximity is having those right tools and processes in place to support, seamless communication and teamwork.
So it's less about where you work and more about how you work.
Yeah.
About, having the right infrastructure and culture to support that collaboration, regardless of location.
That's a great way to put it. Now, going back to the factors that did have a significant positive impact, the study also highlighted the importance of having innovative infrastructure and tools. So developers who felt that their tools were keeping up with the latest trends and best practices, they were more likely to report feeling productive.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, if you're trying to build, cutting-edge software with outdated tools, it's going to be an uphill battle. But what does innovative infrastructure actually look like in practice?
Well, think about things like containerization, automated testing, and cloud-based development environments. These are tools and technologies that really remove friction from the development process and empower developers to focus on what they do best, building great software.
So it's not just about chasing to the latest shiny new tool, but about having the right tool for the job.
Right.
Tools that are, both powerful and easy to use.
Exactly. It's about having tools that enable developers to work, efficiently and effectively without getting bogged down by tedious tasks or unnecessary complexity.
And this ties back to something we discussed earlier, overall satisfaction with tools and infrastructure.
Yeah.
When developers feel good about their tools and the systems they work with, they're naturally going to be more productive.
Absolutely. It's like having a comfortable workspace.
Yeah.
A reliable computer, a good cup of coffee. Those things might not directly make you a better developer, but they certainly create an environment where it's easier to focus and do your best work.
Right. Okay, so we've got code quality, clear priorities, the right tools, and effective collaboration regardless of location. Anything else we should be thinking about?
Well, we can't forget about the human side of things, right? The research also highlighted the importance of organizational factors in developer productivity. For instance, developers who experienced frequent changes in their direct managers tended to report lower productivity.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it takes time to build trust and rapport with a manager.
Yeah.
And those constant changes can disrupt team dynamics and create uncertainty.
Precisely. And the same goes for frequent changes in team composition or
Right.
even broader organizational changes.
So stability and consistency within the team and the organization as a whole can really contribute to, a sense of psychological safety, which in turn allows, developers to focus on their work and be more productive.
That's a great point. And let's not forget about the impact of overly complicated
Oh
processes.
yes, the dreaded bureaucracy, endless forms and approvals and hoops to jump through.
Right. Unsurprisingly, developers who felt bogged down by that red tape and administrative hurdles were also more likely to report lower productivity.
It's like having to navigate an obstacle course just to get your work done.
Exactly. It's about, streamlining those processes and empowering developers to do their work without unnecessary friction or frustration.
So it seems like creating a stable, supportive, and streamlined work environment is just as crucial for developer productivity as having, you know, the right technical tools and practices.
Absolutely. And that brings us to another fascinating aspect of Google's response to this research, how they've actually put these insights into practice to create positive change within the company.
So we talked about their initiatives around code quality and technical debt, but did they address any of these other factors like organizational stability and process complexity?
They certainly did. For instance, they recognize the importance of minimizing those disruptive organizational changes and streamlining processes. They also made a conscious effort to provide developers with more autonomy and control over their work, recognizing that that sense of ownership is crucial for both motivation and productivity.
That's really encouraging. It sounds like they're taking a holistic approach to developer productivity, addressing both the technical and the human aspects of the equation.
Exactly. And it's not just about, you know, top-down initiatives. They also fostered a culture of continuous improvement, encouraging developers to identify and address their own productivity pain points.
So it's about empowering developers to be part of the solution, to take ownership of their own productivity and contribute to creating a better work environment for everyone.
Precisely. And that's where the real magic happens. When developers feel heard, supported, and valued, you know, their productivity naturally soars.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see how a research study like this can spark real change within a company and hopefully inspire others to, you know, rethink their approach to developer productivity.
Indeed. The insights we've discussed today are really just the tip of the iceberg. There's still so much to learn and explore about this complex and ever-evolving field.
But before we go too far down that rabbit hole, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've learned and maybe even challenge some of our own assumptions about developer productivity.
Yeah, I think where the biggest takeaways is that developer productivity isn't just about, you know, writing code faster or churning out more features. It's about creating an environment where developers can thrive.
An environment where they feel, you know, supported and empowered and inspired to do their best work. It's about recognizing that developers aren't just coding machines, but complex human beings with their own unique needs and motivations and challenges.
I nailed it. It's about seeing that whole developer, not just the code they produce. And that means investing in things like code quality, clear priorities, the right tools, supportive leadership, streamlined processes, and a culture that values collaboration and autonomy and continuous improvement.
It sounds like there's no one size fits all solution. What works for one team or organization might not, you know, work for another.
You're absolutely right. There's
Yeah.
no magic formula. It's about understanding those unique needs and challenges of your developers and finding that right combination of factors that enable them to do their best work.
So it's about listening to your developers, understanding their pain points and empowering them to be part of the solution.
Precisely. And that's where the real magic happens.
Right.
When developers feel heard, supported, and valued, their productivity naturally soars.
This has been an incredible deep dive into the world of developer productivity. We've uncovered some fascinating insights and challenged some long-held assumptions.
Indeed.
And hopefully we've sparked some new ideas and inspired our listeners to think more critically about what drives productivity in their own work and teams.
Absolutely. Before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with a thought-provoking question. We've talked a lot about the factors that contribute to a productive work environment, but what about that individual developer? What role does personal motivation or skill development and even mindset play in all of this?
Yeah, that's an excellent question and one that deserves its own deep dive. While the organizational factors we've discussed are certainly crucial, we can't overlook the power of individual initiative and growth. Perhaps it's time to explore the world of personal productivity hacks or learning strategies and mindset shifts that can empower developers to to level up their skills and reach their full potential, something to ponder.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that while the environment we work in plays a huge role in our productivity, we also have a responsibility to take ownership of our own growth and development.
Yeah.
So to all our listeners out there, keep diving deeper.
Yeah.
Keep experimenting.
Yeah.
And keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible in the world of software development. Until next time, happy coding.
Happy coding.
Yeah.
It really feels like we've only, you know, scratched the surface here.
Yeah.
Developer productivity is such a like multifaceted topic.
Uh-huh.
And it's clear that there's no like single silver bullet.
You're absolutely right. And what's even more fascinating is that, you know, the world of software development is constantly evolving, right?
Right.
New technologies are emerging, methodologies are shifting, and the way we work is constantly being redefined.
Right.
So this means our understanding of developer productivity needs to evolve as well.
So what does this mean for organizations and developers who are, you know, trying to stay ahead of the curve?
Right.
What can they do to foster that culture of continuous improvement and you know, keep those productivity levels high?
I think one of the most important things is to embrace a mindset of curiosity and experimentation. You know, don't be afraid to try new things, to question assumptions, and to constantly seek out, you know, better ways of working.
So it's about being, you know, adaptable and willing to learn from both, you know, successes and failures.
Exactly. Encourage your teams to experiment with new tools, processes, methodologies. Create a safe space for them to, you know, share their ideas and to learn from each other and to iterate on their approaches.
It's about fostering that culture of continuous learning and improvement.
Yeah.
where everyone feels, you know, empowered to contribute to making things better.
Precisely. And don't forget the importance of data and feedback.
Right.
Track your progress, measure your results, and use that data to inform your decisions and drive further improvement.
So it's about being, you know, data driven, but also about, you know, balancing that with human insights and intuition. It's about listening to your developers, understanding their needs, and creating an environment where they can really do their best work.
That's a great way to sum it up. Developer productivity is a journey, not a destination.
Mm.
It's an ongoing process of learning, adapting, and striving to create a work environment that empowers developers to thrive.
Well said. This deep dive has been truly illuminating. We've learned that developer productivity is about so much more than just lines of code. It's about, you know, creating a culture of excellence, about empowering developers to do their best work, and about fostering that mindset of continuous learning and improvement.
And while Google's research provides, you know, valuable insights, it's just the beginning of the conversation. There's still so much to explore and disbeaver about this fascinating field.
Absolutely. So to all our listeners out there, keep diving deeper, keep experimenting, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible in the world of software development. Until next time, happy coding.